week's Packer special guest, tight end Brandon Bostic! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McHarris!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Green Bay, 55. Chicago, 14. Yeah. I know you're dying to say it, so let's get it out of the way. One, two, three.
The Bears still suck.
All right, wonderful. In a somewhat related development, we do have an ode tonight. It's called Ode to Angry Bear Fans by Larry McCarron. Those fans from Chicago, how's this? Better? They're a different breed, but they save money on programs most cannot read. We offer them cheddar, say it's so nice to greet you, but they turn it down flat and fill a plate with Velveeta. That's how it goes, backing a team on the brink. No doubt about it now, but the Bears really do stink. Playing tricks on me with these crazy camera moves. Anyway, hey, we got some groups with us today. And so let's give them a warm Packers Live welcome. Browns Ranch. And how about Reister and Snell? And how about those health nuts from Bellin? Very well done. Thank you. Thank you. And now, say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest got the onslaught started with his first touchdown catch of the season. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Brandon Bostic. Brandon, thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing
well,
great.
Good. Have you ever seen the program?
Well, no, I've never seen it. It's a great crowd, huh?
Well, after tonight, you'll change your viewing habits, I'm sure.
That's kind of a trick question, Larry.
What can you say about last night's game other than that Aaron Rodgers fella? I think he's got a future in the league, don't you? If he keeps working real hard?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember. After he threw like six touchdowns, I remember telling John Kuhn, I was like, you know, I think Aaron is the Michael Jordan of football. You know, he's one of the best in our era to play football.
I think you're right. Brandon, I don't know if I ever experienced this as a player. Probably did not. In fact, I'm sure I did not. But going into the half with a 42-0 lead, what are you going to take a nap or what? It's over. I mean, like, what's that feel like?
You know, it's funny. The coach is, you know, Mike. He always preaches, you know, this is just like another game. So we're starting over 0-0. So we're trying to just stay focused and, you know, keep pushing just to finish the game.
Okay, Brandon. First drive, and I believe it was your very first offensive snap.
Yeah.
And your number gets called. What was that like? Was it hard to be all loose and ready to go?
No. You know, Coach, he was saying all week, you know, if we get in the red zone, they were going to call that play. So he called it, and I ran on the field, and you know, I was so excited because I just knew I had a feeling he was going to throw me the ball. But I'm running my route, and I don't get the ball. I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to score. I'm not saying I'm not going to score, but I'm like, oh, he's going to throw it somewhere else. And then finally he just throws it, and I just snatch my hands up real fast and catch it back.
Nice try. We'll take a look at it closer later. Now, of course, after a touchdown at Lambeau, mm-hmm. you have to execute the Lambeau leap.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at Brandon's Lambeau leap. Now, this is a pretty good effort there, bro. Now, Brandon, is that
actually,
harder?
Like, you see that Bears fan? She was rubbing on my leg when I scored.
She was rubbing your leg.
You can see, look, right there.
Well, it's about what we'd expect. Yeah. Is there more to a Lambeau leap than we figure?
Takes
some skill, some timing?
I'd definitely say it takes some more skill and timing because, you know, that wall is pretty high, so you have to actually jump and kind of turn at the same time and get your arms up there, give you that boost. You know, I was actually laughing at Lacey because he rarely ever does it. I don't think he can actually do it or get up there.
Well, you're a great example of how experience helps because we're going to take a look at one of your leaps or your leap from last year. And this was not quite as good as this year's.
See, I didn't get that full turn.
At that moment, did you think, I'm going to fix this?
I just remember that play from last year. I was like, I got to actually turn and jump up there. So,
well, you did much better this year. Experience helped. Sure. Brandon, part of your job as a tight end, and you were a wide receiver in college, but one of the things you've had to learn is the blocking stuff. Now, how is that going? Learned to like it?
I mean, you have to learn to like it. In this offense, like Mike says, you have to be able to do everything. But, you know, it's a learning experience for me. It's still a working process to get where I want to be. But I'll definitely say I'm improving each and every day and practice and stuff like that.
Okay, Brandon, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it is time to go in the huddle. Come on down here, Brandon. The exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Brandon, guess what play we're going to look at?
The touchdown play.
The touchdown play. Would you circle us? You can draw on this thing right here. Would you circle where you're at in the formation?
Right here.
You're right there.
I'm not very good at this, Larry.
Well, it's just like the Lambeau leap. You'll practice and you'll get better. Okay, you're right down there. And you said earlier you had a pretty good hunch the ball's coming to you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the first read, so I'm the first option. At least that's what it says in the playbook, but Aaron.
But Aaron gets to throw wherever he wants to. Exactly. Okay. Now, what's your job on the play? Would you kind of explain it to us?
My job, well, it's all crossers, so we all run across the field. Richard is running this way. He's coming underneath, and I'm kind of doing the exact same thing, but I'm going up a little bit and running like that. So I'm trying to – I know that guy is supposed to be guarding me, so I'm trying to work him to get open.
Okay. Let's take a look at it. Let's roll the tape, and we see Brandon running in route, and actually you're covered by Kyle Fuller, number 23, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing I wanted to ask you about, I don't know if they put this in the
playbook. Referee?
That referee, yeah. Did he come into your field of vision? Did you have to kind of dodge him?
Yeah, for sure, because at practice they don't have that guy standing there. So I definitely, while I was actually running, I didn't see that guy. And I actually, when I looked at it closer in film, the ball actually hits my face mask.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, well, it worked out well. Now let's go to the end zone view. We'll get Aaron Rodgers' point of view. And this time, here's Brandon over here. So let's snap the ball, and we'll watch that route, the deep crossing pattern. The other fellows are going shallow. And we'll see what Aaron Rodgers sees. So there's Brandon coming open.
At first, he doesn't see. He's looking at that one.
Bingo. Okay, this guy. No way, this guy is wide open at this point. But what's interesting, Brandon, is Fuller's a first-round draft choice.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, let it roll. And he actually is able to close and make it a very, very difficult catch, a contested catch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heck of a job, young fella. Let's look at it one more time for Brandon right there. And that's Brandon's first touchdown of the season.
Good.
Well done. Coming up, another edition of Earn Your Autograph starring Zeke. Yeah. are back, and it's time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Zeke. And Zeke, where are you from?
Chicago.
But Zeke, who do you root for?
The Packers.
That's more like it, Zeke. Tell you what, if you can learn the football skill Brandon's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How is that for the home folks down in the Windy City? Yeah. Contain your enthusiasm. Brandon, what are we going to learn?
It's just a simple drill we do at practice during ball drills, you know, so he's just going to stand further back, turn around that way.
Let me get out of the way, okay?
When I say go, you just have to turn around and catch the ball. You ready, Zeke? Go. You turn
Brandon, did he earn your autograph?
He sure did. He did.
Zeke, how's that?
Good.
Take that back to Chicago, will you, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, coming up.
Live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Thank you, Kurt Short. Welcome back. And now it's time for the exciting new segment called I Want to Talk About Me.
I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, me. Oh, my. What I like. What I think. What I do. What I know. What I see. I like talking about you. 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 Usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
I want to talk about me, the exciting new segment where we delve into the personal life of our guest. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Brandon. But I do want to ask you about something, and I've mentioned this to you before. The last, not one training camp, but the last two training camps, occasionally I chit-chat with Ron Wolf, you know, the GM that's a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I chit-chat with him, and he tells me, he says, number 86, he said, if I was making the decisions, he would never leave the field. He thinks, yeah, I mean, this is Ron Wolf calling. And Brandon, like, I know it's a little bit embarrassing, I'm sure, but that's one heck of a compliment from a guy who really knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that before, but I guess that's definitely, like you said, a good compliment, but I don't know if that's possible for me not to leave the field. But, you know,
well, I think you meant like every offensive snap. Like, get
still,
this.
I still don't know if that's possible.
get this young fella as many snaps as possible. And you're one of those guys. Brandon came to the Packers as an undrafted free agent, one of those tryout guys at the rookie camp. Mm-hmm. He makes that. Then he's on the practice squad for a year. And then you make the team. And then this is just your second. You're just a kid beginning in this
little
stuff,
puppy.
Right?
Yeah, just a little puppy.
Yeah.
Still learning. Still in training.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about something. You're a puppy who works pretty hard, because I want to ask you about this training regimen you got, where we picked it up, and there's a film clip of you running up the hill.
Where did you find that, Larry?
Well,
YouTube?
we kind of dig around and so forth. Like, what's that all about? How'd you develop that particular workout style?
Actually, I saw like Walter Payton doing that kind of stuff, so I just kind of, you know, just wanted to run up hills, kind of give you like a incline, I guess, to make your legs stronger.
Yeah.
Just to get your endurance up. So I started doing that when I wasn't on the team. So like you said, before I got a tryout, I was doing that kind of stuff.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about is I've told you this before too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just your mannerisms, the way you kind of walk around on the football field or move around, you remind me of Jermarco Finley. And a lot of the people have said that. What do you think?
I would say, yeah. I would say I like to model my game after his, but still, I'm trying to be the best I can be. But Jermarco, you know, he's a tremendous athlete, tremendous person. Just, you know, he did a lot of good things for the Packers. So I just want to try to bring some of that to my game and just try to be the best I can be still.
All right. Coming up, we'll have questions for Brandon from our lively audience here in the Lakers Club. I atop this beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go away. Thank you, Third Short. Welcome back. Brandon Bostic, our very special guest, and we have some very special questions for him. Your name?
Beth Hoppin.
And Beth, what's your question?
My question is, how hard does Aaron Rodgers really throw it to you?
Is it like, woo, smoking? Or?
I would definitely say it's like, woo, smoking. No, he throws it pretty hard, but he still throws it at the same time to where you can catch it and be able to make a play. So I definitely think it's catchable, but at the same time, he throws it hard.
All right, your name, sir?
Ron Russert from Sheboygan. Brandon, what did you do on your bye week?
Wow, that's a great question. At first, I went to home to South Carolina to see my family. I was there for maybe 4 days. And then I went to Arizona out west, and I was just there for a couple of days, spent some time with some friends. And we had a Halloween party, and I dressed up.
Okay, we got to ask. What did you dress up as?
I was Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Sure.
I pity the fool that messed with Mr. T. Let's not be silly here. This is serious business. Your name?
Logan.
And Logan, what's your question?
Have you ever scored 55 points in a game before?
Honestly, you know, I would say this is the first time I've actually scored. On being on a team that we scored that many points in, was that dominating, so... This is the first, I mean, last night was the first game.
All right. I was on a team that had 61 scored against us.
What did y'all
and
score?
And that team was the Chicago Bears.
Oh.
61-7, December 7th, 1980. Not that it isn't etched in my mind.
89?
Leah Gorrell.
And Leah, what's your question?
How did you celebrate your big touchdown last night?
You mean like outside of the field?
Yes.
I didn't do anything. I just went home. I actually stopped by McDonald's and just went home. Got me a Happy Meal.
Oh, the whirling, swirling world of showbiz. Thank you, Brandon. Thanks for our questioners. Frank, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Well, my favorite question was number one, how hard Aaron throws a ball, and they win a Packer topper with an official dangler. So you can hang your topper anywhere with an official dangler.
Not sick, but not well either. Okay, coming up, some final thoughts. Stay with us, please. We are back one more time with Brandon Bostic. And Brandon, I wanted to ask you about this earlier, but this is a young man that in the second preseason game, he's having a heck of a preseason, second preseason game, he gets what's, quote, a slight fracture to his fibula. Now, I don't know about you, but if you ever had a broken leg, nothing slight about it. So you come back in game two, and I want to know, how is the progress? Is that all in the past, or... Can you still think about that? Because a busted leg is a busted leg.
Yeah, it is. But, no, I'll say that's all in the past. You know, it took me a while just to get over it mentally and physically. You know, it's tough coming back from basically a broken leg or a crack, a slight fracture, like you said. But I definitely say I'm past that. I don't think about it, or I don't have to wear my shield on my leg anymore.
All right. Philadelphia Eagles coming to town on Sunday. What do you do for an encore after a game like the Bear game?
You just go back to work on Wednesday, you know. Prepare like we did, you know, watch film. Of course, I'm sure everyone's going to watch the game tonight. So, you know, you just try to get a step ahead of them while they're playing tonight.
All right. Good luck to you, sir. Brandon. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.